continue with Chayyot, and we're learning from Mem Zayin, Siman Yud Beis. Yevorach Kadam Sheyish Taker. A person should bench before he becomes drunk if he sees that the meal is leading towards becoming drunk. He's drinking a little bit too much wine. He should, according to this, he should try and stop and bench. And if he continues to drink afterwards, that's a different story. But at least he benched before he got to the state of being a shikur. But b'di'evet, even if he has a din of a shikur, he's able to bench. Now, Mishmur points out over there that there's a madrega of shikrusai, which is known as shikrusa sheldoit, that he's so drunk that he's like Lot. The Torah describes that Lot, things happened to him while he was in a state of drunken stupor. He did not realize what was happening. That's not what we're talking about over here. That person does not have a din of chiyuv mitzvahs at that point in time. He's like a shoita. And any mitzvah which he would have filled during that time would not be valid. So even if he would bench, he would not be yotze. And if he would recover from that state of being that level of stupor, he would be mechuyev to bench again. The benching that he did during that time would not be valid. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about what's known as shikur. So let's explain what is this shikur that we're talking about. So in halacha, we have a person who has a small sip of wine. He has even a revius of wine, but he has it during the meal. That does not generate any halachic issues at all. He's allowed to bench. He's allowed to say brachas. He's allowed to daven afterwards, etc. A person has a revius of wine, but he has not become, has not affected his cognitive abilities. He's still thinking clearly. He can still speak clearly, etc. Halacha, that's known as what is known as a person who's a shasui. He's had a drink. So a shasui should not daven lechat kilo. If a person, we're talking about davening shmanesui. If a person who is a shasui, by not davening, he would lose man tefila, or he would lose an opportunity to daven with a minion, he can daven. So this is common. A person, after Purim Suda, there's a marav available. He's had a drink, Teich HaSuda, even though it's more than Revius, but Teich HaSuda, he still speaks clearly, he's still totally coherent, and it's the only marav available, so he'd be allowed to daven marav in that situation. If there's another marv later on available, he shouldn't daven. He should wait until that state of drinking passes. And there's a discussion about exactly how much, what you have to do that. But then there's a state which is known as a shikur, a person where the person recognizes that his ability to speak clearly and be totally coherent is impaired. So that halacha is that such a person should not daven Shemoneh Esrei. And if he daven Shemoneh Esrei, he's not yotzei. Matter of fact, to daven Shemoneh Esrei is considered an insult to Kodesh Baruch Hu to daven Shemoneh Esrei in that state of time. It's like he did about a Zohar, is a language that's used over there. Because Shemoneh Esrei is an act of standing in front of the king. Shemoneh Esrei is like immediately to the Hamelech, and a person would come in front of the king in that state, it would be an insult to the king. However, the Ramah says in Siman Sarites, or Rakhaim Siman Sarites, that this doesn't apply to other brachas. Other brachas a person is allowed to say in that state because he's not incoherent. He just can't speak perfectly to the point that he'd be comfortable speaking in front of a king. We have to picture the deer speaking in front of the king. We spoke about this once. It means talking in front of a king who has the power of life and death. So you want to have all of your wits about you totally. But so the person is not babbling. He could say other brachas, and Mr. Robother points out that would include benching as well. However, the Gra disagrees, and the Gra says no, and that's it. State a person should not be saying brachas. So, if by waiting till that state passes, he's going to lose the opportunity to bench because of the concept of share equal, so he should not wait, and he should bench. If he benched b'di'evet, he's going to be yotze. The question is, what should he do the chatchila? So the chatchila, the Mishnah points out in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, the person should try to avoid being in that situation, i.e. bench before that happens, or not get to that situation of being a shikur. But he realizes that's what's going to happen, so he should try and bench before that happens. And this is the Maskan of the Magen Avraham as well. And that's the Shabura, that's the Chayadim over here, where it says, Yivar Kadim Shishtakir. So the Chatchila, he should try and say the Bracha. We're not endorsing becoming drunk over here. But if the person is going to be in that state, the person should try and avoid being stuck with benching in that state, and he should try and bench before that happens. If, for whatever reason, he didn't do that, so he should bench in that situation, and he would be your to benching. The Mishnah Berurah brings possibly in the Berurah Halacha, even maybe the Gro would agree that that is what he should do in that situation. Just to share with you the definition of what it means a shikur. So one time I had a bacher came to me on Purim and asked me a question. Was he allowed to bench? This is before the days of cell phones. So he walked all the way from yeshiva to my house, asked if he's allowed to bench. I spoke to him a little bit. He seemed to be totally coherent. I said he could bench the chatchila. He sat down and started benching in my house. I said, no, you have to go back to yeshiva. He ignored me. So that wasn't a good sign. Then we got to the second bracha of benching. He started being masbir based on Reb Tzadik, the chiyav, important chiyav of Hoidoah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, especially in regards to Purim, and that why we introduced that to the middle bench. He was giving me a whole drasha. So his incoherence shikrus was about the beauty of Reb Tzadik's explanation of the concept of Hoidoah in the bracha of Neder Lecha. I think my psak over there was not lechatchila that he should. And I told him it was okay, but he seemed to be totally coherent, but there still was this part of him which was not really able to focus and say the brachas properly. And the raya was he decided to discuss Reb Tzadik instead. So that would be a situation where a person is to try and avoid being in that situation before he benches. Have a good day.